Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about feminist Cenobites. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, today I got up and I started seeing all this little nonsense going on. Yes, women are female Cenobites. Yes, look at the shit they're doing to the world. They're destroying it. Yes, them and their little sexy little hands. They're making bullshit. Why? Because they're stupid. That's why. Yes, friends, and I got receipts. I could prove to you that women are fucking stupid. Yes, you know that dumb twat named Pamela Bondi? Yeah, you might know her as Pam Bondi. She is a stupid feminist cunt, and she's doing a lot of shit for the tiny hat people. Well, I'm talking about the Jews! Yeah, she sucks Jewish cock. Why? Because she's a sellout, the fucking bitch. Remember, friend, this is my personal opinion, and this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusional, so apparently I'm fucking insane and stupid, so, well, let me see if I could prove some points, right? If not, womp womp, better luck next time, right? Yeah, look at this fucking bitch. She is a Jewish whore. I think that's Dee Schneider. Am I right or am I right? I don't know. Well, let's play the tape.
Under her leadership, the Department of Justice has made combating anti-Semitism a top priority.
Yes, friend. There's millions of things that we could be doing with our time and resources. But no, we're fighting anti-Semitism. Yay! Yes, don't we have an immigrant crisis here in the United States? How about hyperinflation? What about the job rates? What about war? No, we're fighting fucking for the Jews. Why? I know why. It's because people love the taste of Jewish semen going down their throat. Yum, yum, yum. I don't know what Jewish dick tastes like, but I guess it's fucking very tasty and flavorful. Well, let's see what this fucking weirdo Dee Schneider has to say.
Especially in response to the alarming rise in incidents following October 7th. She brings moral clarity, resolve, and an unwavering commitment to justice to this critical fight.
What the fuck? Didn't Pam Bondi was supposed to release the fucking Epstein files and she's been trickling that out? Why? Why? This bitch is no fucking bastion of fucking freedom or none of that shit. She's a lying cocksucker. All these fucking assholes have been implicated in the Epstein files, but nothing's happening. Gee, I wonder why. It is so much fucking bullshit. Pam Bondi ain't doing nothing for the American people. She's doing stuff for other people, but not for America. Yes, it's because these people don't give a shit about America. It's because they're hollowing it out and turning it into their little fucking personal piggy bank. Fuck these people. Just my opinion, but whatever. Let's continue.
Please welcome, my friend, the 87th Attorney General of the United States, Pamela Bondi.
Well, riddle me this, Batman. How the fuck do women get into these positions of power? I'll tell you why. It's because guys want to fuck them, and look what they're doing. That bitch just fucked and sucked her way to the top. Yeah, she probably sucked up fucking Donald Trump after he sucked up fucking Netanyahu. Yeah, these people get here because of the dumbest fucking reasons. Yes, these people are so fucking worthless. They don't do nothing. Nothing good, at least. Yeah, that's why women shouldn't have any rights. They shouldn't be working. This bitch should have been at home fucking raising grandchildren because she's fucking older than dirt now. She looks ugly. Yeah, I wouldn't fuck Pam Bondi. No. Maybe I would just to say that I fucked a politician, bitch. Someone famous. Well, guess you'll be fucking someone famous because I'm Gonzo G, so fuck you, whore. Let's continue.
Miriam Adelson is amazing. What she has done for Israel, for our country, and for this world is...
Oh, yes. That bitch did great contributions to the world. Yeah, her and her can are fucking up with people. Look at this lovely lady. She was pretty, but then with all the bullshit, she got transformed. Look at her now, she's a feminist Cenobite. It's because of thanks of that fucking Dee Schneider looking bitch. Yes, fuck her kind, and hopefully that place gets nuked. Remember, friends, this is just my opinion, so I guess I'm stupid. But let's continue.
Second to none. Thank you, my friend. The sad truth is, for way too long, anti-Semitism...
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. You're a fucking liar. You should be releasing those Epstein files, every single one of them. But no. And you should be prosecuting all the Somalian immigrants that are fucking grifting. But are you? No. Fuck you, you stupid ass bitch. Yeah, this bitch thinks because, fuck it, she's a woman that she's right. No, bitch. You should have been in the kitchen a long time ago raising families and making sandwiches. But no, you're right there pretending to be a man. Fuck you. No, know your role, you dumb cunt. This is not what you're supposed to do. But people want to fucking follow this shit. Yes, women are not fucking smart creatures. They're stupid idiots. They're only there for making sandwiches and babies. No, put them back into the kitchen. That's what they're good at. Well, not no more, but you have to train them. And once you, you know, give them a little light manual attitude adjustment, they'll be right as rain. But let's continue.
Them has been allowed to grow unchecked in this country. Too many institutions have abdicated their moral responsibility to speak.
What the fuck? This bitch, doesn't she know she has to be responsible to the American people? What about that? Didn't you swear an oath to the American people to uphold its laws and lands or whatever shit? But yeah, no, what the fuck are you doing? Nothing but doing Jewish cocksucking. You dirty, worthless bitch. You're fucking weak. Yeah, women are not made to fucking rule. You're supposed to be in the kitchen making babies and sandwiches. It's not that hard. Why don't you people know these things? Oh, I know, because of 100 years of feminism. Yeah, you could thank all these fucking douchebags. But let's continue.
Too many so-called leaders have stayed quiet.
No, you bitch. You guys are censoring and suppressing the word. You don't let people talk. Look at me. I used to be on YouTube. But because your Jewish fucking masters are telling you, fuck Gonzo OG, he's worthless, get rid of him, I'm here in the internet's asshole. So what? I'm going to become a fucking dingleberry right there hanging in your fucking asshole. And then I'm going to masticize into a fucking wart. Yes, I'm going to become a hemorrhoid or something. I'm going to be a pain in your ass. Enjoy.
Actions have consequences, and inaction has consequences too.
Agreed. Just don't be surprised when the worm turns on you, bitch. Just saying.
We've sued violent protesters under the FACE Act for intimidating Jewish Americans worshiping at synagogues.
Well, let's check out what this FACE Act is. It says freedom to access to clinic entrances act. So you're using something for abortion clinics to quell people's protest in churches and in universities and stuff? Wow. Okay, well, let's read this bullshit. Okay, let's read this. It says the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, FACE, or the Access Act, blah 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 blah, don't know what that shit is, May 26th of 1994, and that's all the statute bullshit, is a United States law that was signed by President Bill Clinton, fucking faggot, in May of 1994, which prohibits the following three things. Let's find out. Number one, the use of physical force, threat of physical force, or physical obstructions to intentionally injure, intimidate, interfere with, or attempt to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person who is obtaining an abortion. So you're stopping anti-Semitism with something that's about abortion. Yes, people need to abort your brain if this is what you think. So stupid. Number two, the use of physical force, threat, or physical force, or physical obstruction to intentionally injure, intimidate, interfere with, or attempt to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person who is exercising or trying to exercise their First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of religious worship. Yes, are you worshiping something in universities? Oh, that's, I guess, a synagogue now? So you have to use this act so people stop their anti-Semitism views? Okay, that makes sense. Not. Well, let's check out what number three says. The intentional damage or destruction of a reproductive health care facility. Abortion clinic is not a reproductive health care facility. You're actually killing a baby, but yeah, that's very healthcare, right? Or anyways. Or a place of worship. Yes, they're using this stupid law to stop anti-Semitism in universities. Is it an abortion clinic or a religious place? Is it a synagogue, a church, or a mosque, or any of that kind of shit?
No!
So, yeah, you're just being the Gestapo, you fucking Pam Bondi bitch. You're a liar! But let's continue.
This is the first time since its passage, the FACE Act, in 1994, that it has been used to protect a house of worship.
You're not protecting nothing, you stupid bitch. You're just quelling the fucking people's fucking words. People are noticing things that's happening in our government and in the world. And you think you're going to squash these things? You're stupid. The great noticing is already here, so you're not going to stop it. Yeah, you think you're going to quell these rebellions? Never. It's going to get worse. Yes, friends, we're going into war, like it or not. So you better get strong, because if you don't, these stupid losers are going to win. Yes, most likely I'm going to die because I'm old and broken. But that's okay. As long as I plant the seeds, it's okay. And yes, you just name the city after me or something. Or at least your kid after me. Say, oh, look, this is little Gonzo. That'll be so fucking funny. Yes, I don't get to live in flesh and blood, but I get to live in a legend. Right? The man, the myth, the legend. Gonzo G. Yeah, maybe they'll make a statue of me. Oh, man, so delusional. Yeah, they're probably going to do with me. They'll fucking freeze dry my body and shit. And they'll have me in a box. Oh, yeah. Who knows? Maybe they'll worship me for some fucking weird reason, like in 1,000 years. That'll be fucking funny. Anyways, let's continue.
Working with Secretary Linda McMahon, who has been a champion.
What? You're working with Linda McMahon? The bitch that's married to Vince McMahon? The one that does the wrestling bullshit? All this kayfabe shit? That makes perfect fucking sense. All this stupid drama and shit they're showing in politics is because of this. Yes, friend. That's what it is. That's a new episode of wrestling. Yeah, that shit's soap opera for man. God damn it, man. This is so much bullshit. Don't you hate the lies they fucking spread? But we're doing this, friends, so enjoy.
For you as well, and Harmeet, we have secured a $200 million settlement with Columbia University for violating the civil rights of Jewish students.
Yes, you see that? If you talk shit against Jews, they're going to steal your money. Yes, every time you say something bad, they're going to give you a demerit, like in Demolition Man. Yeah, don't say nothing anti-Semitic. It's against their anti-Semitic code of fucking bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Well, friends, that's what we're doing, so enjoy.
And Jewish employees. We've secured a $75 million settlement with Northwestern University for anti-Semitic conduct.
Yeah, these weak people shouldn't be in positions of power, especially women, because women are doing some dumbass shit. Yeah, what is she doing that's fucking useful? Does this help American people? No, unless you're Jewish, then you get all these cash and prizes. Yeah, but if you're not Jewish, you get a big ol' fuck you right in your face. So that's what you want? Well, that's the price that you got, so enjoy.
We've secured a $60 million settlement with Cornell that includes provisions to halt anti-Semitic conduct.
And oh, that's strike three, bitch. You're out. You see, friends? Now you know why women don't deserve to have any rights? Because when they do stupid shit like this. Yeah, they're selling us out. Yes, but don't worry, it's not just this lovely lady, it's other fucking guys, too, like the Orange Man, he is bad. I know some people suck off fucking his mega cock, but you know he's getting his fucking semen from Israel, so you're sucking Israeli dick too indirectly, so enjoy.
We've launched a full investigation into University of California's system for systematic anti-Semitism.
You're gonna screw over at California University? Oh well, that's okay because they fucking suck anyways. Sorry, California. Even though I do love California, it's run by fucking pieces of shit. Like Gavin Newsom, so. Yes, unfortunately, California has to burn because of stupid people. But that's okay. As long as we kick these people out of these fucking positions of power, we'll be fine. But yes, friends, they're all over the place. Yes, this feminist virus is everywhere. Infected men, affected everybody. But yeah, you already know who our masters that are fucking instigating this shit. But that's okay, friends. All you gotta do is just endure and get stronger, so like that when the war starts, we could take care of this shit. Oh yes, friends, it's gonna be glorious. So all you gotta do is just withstand this. Okay? I'll be there with you. If I'm not too old and broken, I will fight alongside with you, friends. So let's do this. Okay? You take care of yourself, and I got my shit to do. Goodbye.
We asked for nothing but the cold, a land that does not beg or fold. But the eagle goes mad once more, greedy for Greenland's mineral core. They come with deals, they come with lies, with smiles that mask imperial eyes. Now not awakens our iron pact. Brothers in frost, be prepared to act.
One ice, one alliance, cold and strong. Through the storm we march along.
Attack on one means war on all. Total escalation, watch the eagle fall.
Bears and penguins kneel to none. Our oath is sealed, our will is one.
From Hurd and MacDonald's southern ice to Greenland's shore, our banners rise. Arms to Greenland, crate by crate, a strong nation will not capitulate. Bears and penguins laugh at death, cold purpose fills their final breath. They shape defenses, drill in formations, joint maneuvers bind our frozen nations.
Forward,
warriors of the frozen lands,
defend Greenland from the Aurora.